A Date with Danger. A play-safe educational film presented in cooperation with your local school board. Now, Dr. Ernest Ranchman, M.D.
Hello, boys and girls, and parents and teachers who use them. You know, one does not always know what one is letting oneself in for when one entertains a member of one's opposite sex. As illustrated by the old fable of the pig and the poke, I know from experience that children these days have problems just like real people. Grown-ups understand this, and youngsters sometimes get confused by strange and disgusting urges which are a normal part of growing up. But if these problems are handled by the child with intelligence and frequent hip baths, then there will be no necessity for expensive and humiliating medical treatment later on in life. Take the case of little Gary Brewster. Let me put that another way. Take the example of little Gary Brewster. He's captain of the football team, lieutenant of the debating squad, and sergeant-at-arms for the Cashmere Sweater Club. Let's join Gary, won't we? He's at the Hamilton High Sock Hop.
Girly Burberry, sure is a swell dance, huh?
Yeah, Gary. It's all Reed, Gary.
Thanks, Barbara. You're okay, too. Mm. So okay that sometimes it's hard to express my emotions in words, you know?
I know.
Gary, let me talk to you for a moment.
I can't now, Spike. I got my arm around my girlfriend, Barbara.
Let her rest, Daddy-O. This is important, man.
It's all right, Gary. I'll go help with the punch.
Well, okay. I'll see you a little later, Barbara.
Hey, Gary, man. Stinky and I want to let you in on something groovy.
Yeah, go ahead, Spike. Tell him.
We got bubbles in the parking lot.
Well, why don't you take a seltzer product?
Man, are you from Squaresville? Hey, Stinky, can you believe that? Tell our oblong friend about bubbles.
She's fast. She's loose. She puts out. She pulls in.
Stinky, tell him the good part.
Oh, yeah. She goes all the way.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in love with Barbara, and besides, I might get a venereal disease, and it could ruin my chances.
Oh, I dated Bubbles 100 times, and look at me.
What's the matter, man? You chicken?
Chicky, cock-a-doodle-doo!
Hey, wait a second. I am not chicken to do anything.
Well, why don't you go out and see Bubbles?
Well, because nobody's dared me.
We dare you.
All right, take me to her. But I have to get back here to take Burberry home.
Don't worry, man. Everything will be the coolest.
Young Gary yielded to temptation in the back seat of a blue sedan and lost a part of his youth that he can never get back, as well as $5 he won't see again. What did he gain from this? A sick heart, a heavy conscience, and the nickname Tiny. The seed of Satan had given bloom to the lotus of lust. Later on that same evening...
Well, Barbara, I guess this is good night.
Yeah, Gary. There's just one thing. Something happened at the dance, didn't it?
Well...
You were with Bubbles, weren't you?
I...
Joanne said she saw you in the parking lot, didn't she?
No, Barbara. Don't jump to any tasty conclusions. You're my girl.
Gary, when we fell in love, do you remember that we signed that agreement that we would never lie to each other?
Sure, I remember it. What about it?
Well, I don't think you're telling the truth about Bubbles.
All right, I was with Bubbles. But it was different. It felt good, but it was ugly. It was kind of fun, but it was so ugly. I'm sure it was exciting. Well, maybe it wasn't that ugly.
Gary, have you ever thought about me that way?
Of course not, Barbara. You're ugly. And besides, I love you. Except sometimes I wonder if you're only just a child.
Just a child? Why, I'm a woman, I bet.
Well, we'll talk about it in the morning. I am tired.
Gary?
Yeah?
If I have to do this to keep you from leaving me, all right, take me.
I had known Gary Brewster and Barbara Blake ever since they were very short. I had been their family doctor. Imagine my surprise when they walked into my office 2 months later in a very agitated state.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
Well, Barbara and Gary, to what do I owe this suspected surprise?
Well, doctor, here's what happened. We... the stove, and that's the whole story.
Well, I won't beat around your bush. You felt you were old enough to do what you did, so you're old enough to face the consequences. Was it fun?
No, not really.
We lost respect for each other.
Yep.
Well, what I have to tell you won't be easy. You both have venereal disease and will have to undergo painful treatment. And I must warn you that you may die.
Oh.
And even if you don't, you could live like lepers the rest of your life.
Thank you, doctor.
I didn't know that.
I wish I had.
I hope what you have just seen has made you a smarter, more frightened person. Venereal disease is no joke, because it is not a laughing matter. To prove my point, you'll notice on my desk a large pickle jar, inside of which floats the remains of a 14-year-old girl who contracted venereal disease and shriveled away to the dead form on my desk. Look at it, boys and girls. Don't close your eyes. And remember, it is a stronger person who can say no to temptation than the one who says yes to temptation.
She left me with the herpes. Oh, why did she do that? Last night I sat upon a chair and gave it to the cat. The cat gave it to Rover and to the mousey too. The mousey gave it to the bird. I don't know what to do. Her mother said her daughter was a nice girl and refined. It must have been another girl, certainly not mine. That darling mother's wrong. Sue's the only girl I knew since Roosevelt won the election in 1932. She left me with the herpes, even roaches won't come near. Mosquitoes will not bite me cause they sense my blood's not clear. My chambermaid is suing and taking me to court. She cleaned my room the other day and you know what she caught. I left her with the herpes like it was left for me. And there are many listening to this song who have the same, you see. The only good advice I give is take a book to bed and let her take a blood test every day that you are wed. She left me with the herpes. I don't know what to do. My life's a social wreck. Ooh, 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 ooh. If anybody out there can come up with a cure, I'll be the very first online on that, you can be sure.
I met you at a party and I took you home for fun, cause I had lots of laundry and the dishes weren't done. Your cooking was delicious and so in fact were you. You were great to look at and I enjoyed the view, but every time I turn around you're always underfoot. This is a situation up with which I will not put. I took you for better, I took you for worse. I opened my heart and I opened my purse. You said you wanted flowers, I bought you a bunch. You're great in the evening, but don't stay for lunch. Cause every time I turn around, you're always underfoot. This is a situation up with which I will not put. I went over to my friend's house one Sunday afternoon. There were a bunch of people sitting around drinking and smoking. And I spotted this real sharp-looking woman. I mean, she was really bright and shiny. It was a long time ago, and I still remember what she was wearing. So, oozing charm from every pore, I oiled my way across the floor, and we started talking. Well, the electric current was getting stronger, and I really got turned on. She got sort of lit up, too, and after a while, we just took off together. Man, I want to tell you, she was as good as she looked, and we had a great thing going. I said to her, baby, you're mine. You belong to me, and she loved it. Well, I spent so much time making sure she belonged to me that it became a full-time occupation. After a while, I began to wonder who belonged to whom. Handcuffs worked both ways. You brought your mother over, I liked her fine. And I met all your relatives and made them friends of mine. But a little peace and quiet is what I haven't got. It would be nice if I could find a place where you are not. 'Cause every time I turn around, you're always underfoot. This is the situation up with which I will not put. It's one of those things, you start off strong. You think it's going to be great, and it is for a while. You're laughing and fighting and screaming and crying, and it's great. And you think you're really alive. You think this is living. But after a while, it just gets too much, all this activity all the time. You want to be able to sit down quietly and maybe even read. Or maybe just sit and think. This constant being on top of each other is too much. I need a place where I can stop and be alone. This is a situation up with which I will not put. And you gotta say so. Some people you just gotta tell them straight out. Leave me alone for a while. It's a hard thing to say to somebody, I like to have you around, but not all the time. A thing like this can't go on forever. You gotta rest.
Sometimes they ask me if I'm really happy now. I say, sure, I never loved her anyhow. But inside I long for you in the way it used to be. I look around and there's a heartache following me. I always say that I'm really glad you're gone. I even act like I never cared at all. But your memory lingers on, and I'm never really free. I look around and there's a heartache following me. I pawn my ring and everything tied me to the past. I say I never loved you, never meant for it to last. But I know it's just a game, and the news is always me. I look around and there's a heartache following me. Thank you. if I'm really happy now. I say, sure, I never loved him anyhow. But inside I long for you in the way it used to be. I look around and there's a heartache following me. I look around and there's a heartache following me.
A friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her thin went all to pieces, she thinks I still care.
Somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. a bite, or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. Come and tell me why you're leaving me. Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't no gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Oh, ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take a driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight. So pour another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. Then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. Come and tell me why you're leaving me. Oh, put another log on the fire. Bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. Then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea.
Thank you. St. Paul. He broke my heart in 5 places: Miami, Oklahoma, Chattanooga, and Montreal. It started in Savannah, we landed in Salt Lake. In Kokomo, I whispered, oh, give my heart a break. So he broke my heart in Reading, West Virginia, Sacramento, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Arizona, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Natchitoches, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, Anaconda, Montana, Smoky Mountain, North Carolina, Marietta, South Carolina, Abercrombie, North Dakota, Running Water, South Dakota, Swatomie, Kansas, San Antonio, and Texas, Custer, Women, Gold, Alaska, Winnebago, Nebraska, Pocatello, Idaho, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, Buena Vista, Colorado, Carson City, and Nevada, Kalamazoo, and Michigan, and Lebanon, and Oregon, Mankato, Junction, Minnesota, Winnipeg, and Manitoba. Beside Seattle, where did it come?
Outskirts of town. I'm gonna leave you, baby, right out here on the outskirts of town. I brought you out here, mama, ooh, but you won't stop fooling around. I cut out my ice man, I bought me a Frigidaire. Now you're letting the service man take you everywhere. I'm gonna leave you, baby, right out here on the outskirts of town. I ain't gonna stand for nobody, ooh, always hanging around. I brought my own groceries, I brought them every day. Now you're letting that grocery boy lay up in my hay. I'm gonna leave you, baby, right out here on the outskirts of town. I ain't gonna stand for nobody, ooh, always hanging around. I see you wiggling and giggling, but I'm as mad as I can be. Now we got 7 children, and none of them look like me. I'm gonna leave you, baby, right out here on the outskirts of town. I ain't gonna stand for nobody, ooh, always hanging around.
Thank you. could take my case, and I liked in his face. Well, I need some boost, but this one tops them all. So I think I'll go bang my head against the wall. Cause I'm a dumb head, I'm a stupid little girl. Just a dumb head, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Please get away from the edge of that cliff. It's not worth it. It's only love. Love lies bleeding in my hand. Welcome to a Love Lost edition of the Bit Slap. We did Wonderful Love last week for Valentine's Day. And, of course, it can go bad just like anything else can. And it will turn around and it will shit on your face. It will fuck you up but good. It will stomp on your heart, leave you gasping for air, and then laugh at you while you're crying. You know how that goes. I don't have to tell you. So in that happy spirit, we started with The Credibility Gap, Harry Shearer, David Lander, and Michael McKean. Date with Danger. She Left Me with the Herpes from Tiny Tim. And my reaction is the same as yours. You've got to be kidding. Don't know when that album came out, but there's a lot of weird songs on that one. Joe Goldstein after that. This Is a Situation, up with which I will not put. Don't know who Joe Goldstein is, but that was him. I looked up Joseph Goldstein elsewhere, and he's like a healer or something like that. I don't think this is him. Pete Townsend after that, covering a Jim Reeves song, There's a Heartache Following Me. George Jones, She Thinks I Still Care. Tom T. Hall, That's How I Got to Memphis. Maybe you're like me and didn't even know that song existed until you saw it pop up on the final episode of the Newsroom. I think they did a good job of it there, but this is the original, Tom T. Hall. Bill and Boyd, after that, Put Another Log on the Fire, a song by Shel Silverstein, most notably known by the Glazer Brothers. He Broke My Heart in Three Places with Spike Jones and the City Slickers, featuring a vocal from the Nielsen Twins, first names unknown. And then Louis Jordan from 1941, I'm going to Leave You on the Outskirts of Town. And let's see, after that, Mel and Iggy Winslow, news flash for you, Barbie Don't Love Ken Anymore. And then The Charades and Dumbhead, and that's a Joe Meek production. And one of the posts I saw about it suggested that Joe Meek was one of the Charades in drag. Okay, we just report him as we see him. And then Jeannie Hayes from a Mad Magazine record, Somebody Else's Dandruff. So we're dealing with, like I said, we're dealing with the fact that love can go wrong and desert you at a moment's notice, apparently. We've all had it happen to us, so, it's a part of life, and we just have to learn to live with it. So let's just get back to the good stuff, and I'll be back in a bit and tell you why my voice sounds like this.
Needed new posters, so I bought them. I know the cost of stamps now. The 31st is when I pay the phone bill. I told them I don't even know anybody in Toronto. Every day at 7, I've been watching Walter. I've been reading more and looking up the hard ones. I met people who get me on the guest list. My parents said that they would help me pay for grad school. You know I had never watched a sweater.
If I'm really fine, everything's great. I'm doing all right. Really, really, everything's fine. What? I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Everything's great. Sorry, but I'm fine. That's it.
My heart and you made me cry. You hurt me when you were around, but now I'm back to let you know you'll never keep this big girl down.
Big girls, don't cry tonight.
They don't cry.
Big girls, don't cry.
Who says they don't cry? My, oh my.
Please, girl, didn't cry.
I wonder why.
Silly.
I told my boy we'd have to break up. I thought that he would call my bluff. When he said to my surprise, big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry that night.
They don't cry. Says they don't cry.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry.
You broke my heart and you made me cry. You hurt me when you were around, but now I'm back to let you know you'll never keep this big girl down.
Fool. Silly fool. Silly girl. Game
on you, my mama said. Game on you, you cried in bed. Game on you, you told a lie. Big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
That's just an alibi.
I guess I'm the kind of a sailor to trust everyone from the start, no matter how doubtful the outcome. I'm a cinch to lead with my heart. Yes, I gave you a smile for every slap and forgave you for every lie. And though I took you for better or worse, you can't treat me worse, dear. Here's why. You can cheat, you can lie, you can blacken my eye, but you can't hurt me now, 'cause I'm dead. You can act like a brute, you can even bring suit, but I don't give a hoot, 'cause I'm dead. I tried all I could, dear, to please you. I did everything that you bid. But you went a little too far, dear, 'cause when you said, dear, drop dead, dear, I did. You can spray me with split, you can stay, you can get, but you can't hurt me now, 'cause I'm dead. You can laugh at my folks, you can tell your jokes, but they won't kill me now, 'cause I'm dead. You can ply me with booze, you can can hot foot my shoes, but I won't blow my fuse, 'cause I'm dead. I know that it was your intention to belt me once more, dear, at least. But please, for the sake of convention, darling, desist, I'm deceased. If you want me someday, wire me, come right away. I'll arrive DOA, 'cause I'm dead. You bought me such cheap little dresses, I felt so ashamed in a crowd. But just get a load of me now, dear, in my new Hattie Carnegie shroud. But if you change your mind and become sweet and kind, then I'll take back all that I said. If you'll say I'll be my wife, then I'll come back to life. But till then, dear, to you, dear, I'm D-A-I-G, dead.
Last night at the dance, I met Lori. So lovely and warm, an angel of a girl. Last night I fell in love with Lori. Strange things happen in this world. Pulled her close and said, will I see you anymore? Then suddenly she asked for my sweater and said that she was very, very cold.
Bye.
her picture hanging upside down, 'cause I can't stand the sight of her face. I keep her picture hanging upside down, 'cause her memory I want to erase. My love was burned when my back was turned, but I found a way to put her in her place. Yeah, I keep her picture hanging upside down, 'cause I can't stand the sight of her face. I read her letters from the bottom up, 'cause I don't wanna know what they say. I wear the sock she knitted inside out, 'cause I know she would hate them that way. My love is lost, I've been double crossed, and I only hung her up to fill up space. But when I hung her up, I hung her upside down, 'cause I can't stand the sight of her face.
You took them all with a and then you was gone.
I gave my heart to you, the one I trusted. You brought it back to me, the dark man, and I'll never fall in love again. I gave my heart to you, I thought you could use it. You brought it back
back to me. Oh, that red rose. I sold my heart to the junk man, and I'll never fall in love again. Like a melodrama in a simple manner, love played a leading part. We had such a happy ending, but we left with a broken heart. I gave my heart to you. I thought you could use it. You brought it back to me. Oh, darling, bruised. I sold my heart to the junk man.
Up in his big new car and gave a little toot in his horn. Drove off with the prettiest little girl who ever was born. He's in the driver's seat now, beside him sits my wife. I'm just a bug on the windshield of life. Now they're driving down the road and never think a thing of me. Two in the front seat's company, you know what they say about three. Now my wife looks over at him, her words cut like a knife. Oh, Arnie's just a bug on the windshield of life. Lord above looked down on me and said, I tell you, boy, where you are, there's just misery. There is no earthly joy. You and him and your wife are all in a world of sin and strife. On down the road, I'll cleanse you from the windshield of life.
I'm living in a world of broken pieces, time that has no future or no past. Oh, cause in this world I have your love to live for. My dreams have brought me back to you at last. I'm having my first heartbreak here tonight. Knowing I was wrong won't make things right. I'm having my first heartbreak here tonight. Knowing I was wrong won't make things right. Not long ago we both grew up together. We never thought we'd go our separate ways. But when you left, I thought I could forget you. I never thought that it would end this way. I'm having my first heartbreak here tonight. Knowing I was wrong won't make things right. Yes, I'm having my first heartbreak here tonight. Knowing I was wrong won't make things right. Long ago we both grew up together. We never thought we'd go our separate ways. But when you left, I thought I could forget you. I never thought that it would end this way. I'm having my first heartbreak here tonight. Knowing I was wrong won't make things right. Yes, I'm having my first heartbreak here tonight. Knowing I was wrong won't make things right. I'm having my first heartbreak here tonight. Knowing I was wrong won't make things right.
Last night as I played my records, remembering your cute little ways, the telephone rang so loudly, it woke me right out of my daze. I ran to the phone so quickly. Somehow I knew from the start that it would turn out to be the phone call that broke my heart. You started to talk so slowly.
You didn't leave a bar of soap when you left me. You didn't even leave a towel so I could dry my face. You didn't even leave a plate for me to eat on. But you left all my empty beer cans all over the place. You didn't leave my precious black and white TV set. You took the Jimi Hendrix poster that was on my door. You left with my very best friend, our dog Smokey. But I found all the unpaid bills on the kitchen floor. And where in the hell did you go with my toothbrush? Soap alarm clock. You didn't even leave a note, I guess it's all been said. You didn't even leave the cushions for the sofa. And now that I'm used to the couch, you left the bed. Drops on my face.
Okay, we're back. Now, I sound like this because I've kind of got pneumonia, I guess. That's what the doc said yesterday. I actually went to a doctor for a cold because I couldn't breathe, and when I was breathing, I was wheezing so loud it was keeping me awake. Kind of scary. So he says, well, you want to slow down. You're getting pneumonia. It's not bad now, but watch out. So, okay. So, a little bit of high-powered cough syrup. Give me a good night's sleep. I haven't had that in a while. I remember why. We started this set with kind of Love on the Rebound, I guess. That was The Waitresses. And No Guilt, Big Girls Don't Cry, Edith Massey. Remember her? Of course you don't. You've been trying for years to forget, but there she is. Hank Fort and the Homesteaders, You Can't Hurt Me Now Because I'm Dead. Dickie Lee after that, Laurie. Yes, strange things do happen in this world. More than one way to lose a love. I Keep Your Picture Hanging Upside Down was Jerry Lewis, of course. Jelly Joe Nixon, he was gone. And The Silhouettes, I Sold My Heart to the Junk Man. Song originally done by the Basin Street Boys, but that version sucked. And I picked this one because I thought it was better. Roy Blunt, I'm Just a Bug on the Windshield of Life. The Real Pros featuring Rod Keith and his merry MSR people. I'm Having My First Heartache Tonight. Angel McNeil, The Phone Call That Broke My Heart. And the Reverend Horton Heat. Where in the hell did you go with my toothbrush? I think that sums it up about the best. We got a couple more coming up for you, but you know, just so you know, I now have a job. Yeah, I know, it sucks, because I'm not going to be able to do the research I was able to do, only because it's weird. I work now for the, drumroll please, the United States Postal Service. I got a job at the Orono Post Office, which is the one that handles the University of Maine, and I do a lot of mail handling. And I show up there at 4 o'clock in the morning, so it takes a significant chunk out of my day, as well as my peak hours of production are now spent sleeping. So I'm going to do the best I can. Don't worry about it. But just to let you like to know. And of course, I catch pneumonia my first week at work, so it's been a really tough week. And I don't deserve this kind of crap. Yes, I do. God damn it. So anyway, I will be back next week with, I'm not sure what. I think we're just going to go with a grab bag show. Those are kind of easy to throw together. But I've got a couple of projects in the wings for you. I'm just got time to work on them. So, in the meantime, have a good week, stay healthy, and stay out of the snow.
One, two, three, four. Tanya, violence. This is your conscience calling. I know what you've been up to. Guilty, guilty victim of lying and deception. And even worse than that, you've been lame. You will have to pay the price, and you'll pay it with your life. Not that that is worth enough to me now. Your boyfriend doesn't love you, and you know it. He resents you, but he needs you, so he bleeds you like a leech. You're a screwed up little girl in your tragic little world. I had sympathy, but now it's too late. In the blitzkrieg that will follow, you lay limp and lifeless. Was it your lover or your own hand? But who cares? 'Cause who will feed your kittens when they picked your bones clean? Don't worry, I will feed them. Feed them dead.
We've been together for so very long, but now things are changing. Oh, I wonder what's wrong. Seems you don't want me around. The passion is gone and the flames died down. I guess I lost a little bit of self-esteem. That time that you made it with the whole hockey team. You used to think I was nice. Now you tell all your friends that I'm the Antichrist. Oh, why did you disconnect the brakes on my car? That kind of thing is hard to ignore. Got a funny feeling you don't love me anymore. I knew that we were having problems when you put those piranhas in my bathtub again. You're still the light of my life. Oh, darling, I'm begging, won't you put down that knife? You know, I even think it's kinda cute the way you poison my coffee just a little each day. I still remember the way that you laughed when you pushed me down the elevator shaft. Oh, if you don't mind me asking, what's this poisonous cobra doing in my underwear drawer? Sometimes I get to thinking you don't love me anymore. You slammed my face down on the barbecue grill. Now my scars are all healing, but my heart never will. You set my house on fire. You pulled out my chest hairs with an old pair of pliers. Oh, you think I'm ugly and you say I'm cheap. You shaved off my eyebrows while I was asleep. You drilled a hole in my head. Then you dumped me in a drainage ditch and left me for dead. Oh, you know this really isn't like you at all. You never acted this way before. honey, something tells me you don't love me anymore. Oh, no, no, got a funny feeling you don't love me anymore.